Now that I'm 13, I'm practically a grown-up. I'm too old to play kids' games anymore.
So you're 13 in years, but are you 13 in the way you act? Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. When I was 8, I wished that I was 10. And then when I was 10, I wished that I was 15. I just wanted to grow up really fast, and now that I'm a little older, I see that it's better to let God be in charge of my growing up. Here's what it says in 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. So, are you in a hurry to grow up? Don't be. Instead, allow yourself to be the age that you are right now, and remember that maturing takes time. Our story today is called Finally 13. Finally, exclaimed Nicole when she came in for breakfast. I was beginning to think this day would never get here, but it did, and I'm finally 13. Happy birthday, said Cece, Nicole's little sister. But why are you so glad to be 13? Because now I'm a teenager and people will think of me as a grown-up, or almost, Nicole replied. Cece still didn't understand. You mean you were just a kid last night when you were 12, and today you're a grown-up? Before Nicole could answer, Mom came into the room. Nicole, your dad just called from Boston. He's having car trouble and may not be able to get home in time for your birthday party this afternoon. What? No, he's supposed to put together an escape room in the basement with clues for us to solve. I told all my friends about it, and they're super excited. I'm sorry, Nicole, said Mom. We may need to wait and do that another time. We can come up with some other games to play at your party today. Nicole glowered. Why did Dad have to go to Boston right before my birthday anyway? Everybody knows how important this day is to me, but does anybody care? No. She seemed like she was ready to cry. Cece looked at her big sister. Are you being 13 or 12? Nicole stammered. Then she sighed. I'm 13 in numbers, but I guess I'm acting like a little kid. I'm sorry. I know Dad would get here if he could. She nudged her sister. Thanks for reminding me to act my age, Cece. You know, the Bible says we can be an example to others no matter how old we are, Mom said. Because our hearts have been changed by Jesus, we can encourage others to act in kind, unselfish ways. You don't have to be 13 to do that, as Cece just showed us. Cece smiled and turned to her sister. Nicole, can I choose a game and play it with your friends? I want to play Pin the Tail on the Donkey. Cece, I'm too old to play Pin the Tail. Suddenly, Nicole stopped and took a deep breath. Dear Lord, she prayed, I think you're going to have to help me be 13. So how about you? Are you eager to be older? Do you think being grown up happens automatically at a certain age? Well, it doesn't. Growing physically and emotionally takes time, and growing spiritually takes time too. But because you know Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, and He's helping you grow to be more like Jesus each day. You don't have to wait until you're older to be a godly example to others. Start now. Our key verse is 1 Timothy 4:12.
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
And our key thought for today, be an example to others.
I'm Isaac, I'm 10 years old, and I live in Brazil, and I love listening to Keys for Kids, especially when I'm doing my schoolwork. Thank you so much. I love listening to Keys for Kids.
And thank you for spending time with me. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.